Colder weather will move through a big part of the Midwest this weekend and portions of the plains, with freezes likely to reach down as far south as the Texas Panhandle, portions of Oklahoma, Missouri, and Illinois. We'll even see some frost and light freezes in Indiana, Michigan, and Ohio, although the temperatures over in that part of the Midwest will likely not be as cold as those areas off to the west. The cold air will likely bring readings down as low as the teens as we get into tomorrow morning and again on Sunday morning. It will be a notable freeze, and it'll be about 1 to 2 weeks earlier than normal in some locations across the Central Plains and parts of the lower Midwest. And the impact, though, is not going to be that great. It is going to bring a chill to the region and will be accompanied by some breezy conditions and maybe a little bit of light precipitation. But for the most part, it's going to come through the region without a great deal of fanfare. We will expect the coolness to last for a couple of days, and then we'll start a bit of a warm-up, but the reinforcing shot of cool air will come into the Midwest as we move into the first part of next week. It will not be as significantly cold as what we'll be seeing this weekend, but it'll still be reinforcing the cooler bias. And we'll have a little bit of light precipitation that will come ahead of that frontal boundary as well. Let me back up and march you through the timing of these frontal systems. The first disturbance already moving through the eastern Midwest here this morning and will likely be with us through the day today. This system will likely generate some occasional light rain and perhaps a little drizzle. Might even be a thunderstorm or two out there in scattered locations, and we'll likely see the precipitation steadily move from west to east across the lower eastern Midwest as we go through the morning and into the afternoon as the colder air starts to push deeper into the region. Moisture totals with this frontal boundary will likely be no more than about a half inch. There could be an isolated three-quarter inch amount, I suppose, in a couple of counties, but we're not expecting that to be very common. And the precipitation should be focused on Illinois to Ohio through the morning, and as we get into the evening and overnight tonight, most of the precipitation will be in shifting out of the Midwest. Some shower activity will occur in the Great Lakes region periodically tomorrow, but we're not expecting any other part of the Midwest to be impacted by precipitation. And as we move into Sunday, it'll be a dry day for most of the region. Monday, though, we'll see that next frontal system debuting in the northwestern part of the Midwest Corn Belt, and we'll likely see that bring a little bit of light shower activity with it into Minnesota and Wisconsin. Most of the Midwest, though, will be unaffected by significant precipitation until we get into late Tuesday evening and on into Wednesday, when we'll see the frontal system become more active, bringing showers from parts of Iowa and Missouri and Kansas to the east into Ohio and Michigan. Moisture totals with the second event will likely not be much more than a quarter of an inch for many areas, but we could see some local totals to 5 or 6 tenths of an inch in some location. After that, again, another little weak shot of cool air comes in behind it, and yet a third little frontal system will likely debut at the end of next week, having a more minimal impact on Midwestern conditions. The temperatures specifically across the region will be cooling down, notably in the afternoon temperatures each day as we move forward through this next couple of day period. We'll look for high temperatures today, contrasting from upper 40 and 50 degree readings in the northwestern parts of the region to readings that will be over 60 degrees in the southeast, maybe even over 70 degrees in parts of southern Ohio and Kentucky. Some areas in northwestern Minnesota and northeastern parts of North Dakota may stay in the 30s today, mostly because of the snow that has fallen in the past couple of days. Anywhere from 4 to 14 inches of snow fell in the three northwesternmost counties in Minnesota in the last 24 hours. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.